This is Which Way to Paradise from Interlochen Public Radio.
It's like living in the Epcot Center, where as long as the locals are slinging beer and tacos to the tourists, everybody's happy.
A new series about struggle and promise up north.
There's a lot of buzz going on. There's a lot of energy. People are coming in from all over. There are a lot of people who grew up here who are now moving back.
Good morning, I'm David Castleman. It wasn't that long ago when downtown Traverse City rolled up the sidewalks once it got dark. But now the place is booming pretty much year-round. All that growth has spurred a debate about what the city should look like 10 or 20 years from now. IPR's Aaron Selbig headed down to West Front Street, where city leaders have big plans for the future.
West Front Street looks a lot different lately. A construction project this summer created new bike lanes and crosswalks and lots of new signage that's meant to slow traffic down.
So let's just everyone just walk this way and we'll try to stay within the group so the dialogue can continue. But we're
the City Planning Commission is leading a walking tour of the area to show off what they've done and start making some plans for the next step. Planners say the basic idea is to turn West Front Street into an extension of downtown. They use words like streetscape, pedestrian experience, and neighborhood branding.
Oh, are you? Take the poles away so we can see the store? Yeah, no.
The tour stops in front of Folgarelli's, a wine shop and small grocery that's been in business for 37 years. Owner Donna Folgarelli remembers when downtown Traverse City was dominated by Milliken's department store and not much else.
My dad would close for a month because there was no business. That would be January or February. And it's come to that downtown. It's become beautiful, along with some very fine dining. And that transition in itself, I think, has turned the downtown area into a very luxurious spot.
Folgarelli's not completely sold on the new design of West Front Street. Some parking spaces were lost in front of her store. But she supports the city's vision of developing the West End, as long as it's well planned.
This is a beautiful city. I've loved it all my life, and I think that everyone that comes here feels the same way. They know that growth is inevitable, but controlled growth is something that makes it substantial.
But what controlled growth looks like is up for debate, and Folgarelli is torn. She has her own plans for a big expansion project. She wants to turn her small grocery into a five-story mixed-use building with two residential floors and a rooftop dining area. But as she looks to a prosperous future, she also has some reservations. She doesn't want Traverse City to lose what makes it special.
We are nature. You know, Traverse City is water. If you're behind a tourist, be prepared to stop because they're in awe of what we have. And we don't want to lose that awe.
The problem of how to manage growth in urban areas is relatively new up north. Keith Schneider lives in Benzie County, where he writes about urban development for the New York Times. He started a nonprofit in Traverse City years ago to address these kinds of issues. Schneider says that during the 1990s, Northwest Lower Michigan grew by nearly 30%, making it the fastest growing region in the Midwest.
So the 1990s were this time of exceptional population growth here. And since then, it's tailed off.
Census numbers show that since 2000, the only county still seeing that type of growth is Grand Traverse. Schneider says that 20 years ago, the growth trend was all about pushing out of the towns and suburbs and into rural areas. And now, it's reversed.
Young people today are not doing that in Benzie County. They're going to Traverse City. They're seeking a different kinds of experience, and Traverse City is benefiting enormously from all that energy. I mean, there's incredible amounts of really what I think is promising, wonderful, urban, a mix of professions, businesses, food.
Schneider sees that all the talk in Traverse City these days is about density, like whether or not to build a 9-story building downtown.
It's puzzling to me that there is that much conversation about it, because that's the kind of growth that you want.
But the conversation in Traverse City has been heated.
This is not Portland. This is not San Francisco.
I would like to know how the city planner can still be employed here.
You're changing the character of our city.
I don't know how much more dense you want to make it. I feel like it's dense enough the way it is.
Those comments were made during public testimony over whether to allow a 9-story mixed-use development on the west end of downtown. After backlash from the public, the developers pulled their project off the table, at least temporarily. Mike Jackson was one of those who testified against it. He says he's afraid a trend of taller and taller buildings will cut Traverse City off from its view of Grand Traverse Bay.
Once that horse is out of the barn, you're going to start seeing buildings, I think, escalate, and that to me is a bad sign.
Jackson has seen more change in Traverse City than most people. He first started coming here in the 1930s when his family would visit an uncle who worked for Joe Maddy at Interlochen. When he retired in 2001, Jackson and his wife moved here permanently.
We like the ambiance. We like the way the city looked. We like the way the city was growing. We like the way the city was planning. We also have had the opportunity to live around the world. I'm not so sure some of the young people have. I don't know if they've spent a lot of time in Chicago or New York to like the high-rise type of community. If they do, perhaps they should go there.
Not that Jackson is totally opposed to development. He says he's okay with the row of condos that's being built near his home on 6th Street. But like Donna Folgarelli, he just doesn't want the city to lose its small-town character.
And I know its character is hard to describe and hard to define, and I'm not sure I can. But you're going to lose some of that if you get a lot of high-rises and you get a lot of people in one small area.
Jackson believes the 9-story building could be back, depending on the outcome of this fall's election. For now, the Traverse City Planning Commission is looking for suggestions on what could be done along West Front Street. It even put out a large chalkboard sign at Kids Creek Park asking the question, how would you like to use this space? For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.
For more stories from our series, Which Way to Paradise, go online to iprnews.org. We have production help for the series from Morgan Springer. This is IPR News.